弟兄姐妹平安。You know, beloved brothers and sisters, last month we recall and remembered the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ.
弟兄姐妹们，我们上个月的时候一起纪念了我们主耶稣的受死和复活。
You know, the Bible in the book of Romans.
在圣经的罗马书当中写到。
对不起啊 ，normal service will resume soon。
不好意思，我们那个马上就能恢复，稍等一下。
可以吗？Yeah, the Bible in the book of Romans tell us that salvation is a free gift from God.
罗马书里面告诉我们，救恩是从神而来的免费的礼物。
You know, Romans 6:23 tell us that for the wages of sin is death, but the gift, the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
在罗马书六章二十三节记载，因为罪的工价乃是死，唯有神的恩赐在我们的主基督耶稣里乃是永生。
Yes, salvation is a free gift, but who paid the price?
是的，救恩是恩赐，是免费的礼物，但是谁付上了代价呢？
Yes, all of us who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ receive.Salvation as a free gift from God, but who paid the price?
是我们所有这些已经得到主耶稣新生的基督徒都已经得到了从神而来的免费的礼物，但是谁付上了代价呢？
Jesus paid it all.
耶稣付上了一切代价。
For he was whipped so that we could be healed.
因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。
You know, Jesus was forsaken of God so that we could be forgiven.
因耶稣被神离弃，我们蒙赦免。
Remember at the cross, Jesus said, "My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?"
我们还记得主耶稣在十架上的时候，他向神呼求，主啊，主啊，你为什么离弃我？
You know, at the cross, God the Father turned away his eyes from God the Son.
在十架上，我们的天父他不再看，不再向我们的主耶稣赐下他的恩典。
So Jesus was forsaken of God so that all of us could be forgiven.
因为主耶稣他被离弃，所以我们可以得赦免。
And he entered the darkness so that we might walk in the light.
因他进入了黑暗，我们才能行在光中。
And finally, he endures sorrow and suffering so that we might enjoy his presence forever.
因他忍受了痛苦和刑罚，我们才能永远享受他的同在。
It was Jesus who brought us the peace and the presence of God.
是我们的主耶稣给了我们平安以及从神而来的同在。
So indeed, we must thank God for his wonderful gift, for his grace and mercy upon all of us.
所以我们要感谢主耶稣他给我们所赐的恩惠和平安。
No, Jesus willingly humbled himself so that we can be reconciled to God.
因为主耶稣他自己甘愿放下他自己的生命。所以我们可以与神和好。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
感谢主，我们感谢你，来赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you that you love us so much that you sent your only begotten Son to die for us on the cross.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你，你 如此爱我们，以至于你赐下你的独生爱子，死在十字架上。
And Lord Jesus, we thank you that you willingly lay down your life for us.
主耶稣，我们也感谢你，你甘愿自己为我们放下你的生命。
So this afternoon, as we come before you, may you open our eyes.
所以在今天下午，当我们来到你面前的时候，求你打开我们的眼睛。
May you open our ears.
求你开通我们的耳朵。
And open our hearts.
你打开我们心灵的眼睛。
So that we can respond to you.
这样我们就可以回应你的爱。
So that all of us, including Joy and myself, can be teachable before your word.
以至于让我们所有人，包括青峰弟兄和孩子自己，可以有一个受教的心。
We thank you and praise you all this in the mighty name of Jesus our Lord.
我们这样的感谢和赞美都是靠着我们全能的主耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.
You know, my message this afternoon is entitled The Cost of Following Jesus.
我们今天下午的信息题目是跟随耶稣的代价。
You know, a Christian organization worker once asked a Christian in Vietnam how he shared the gospel in the villages where people has never heard about God.
一个基督教机构曾经里面一个同工曾经问过在一个越南的基督徒问他如何向从来没有听过福音的村庄里的居民来分享福音。
You know, without hesitating, he answered.
他想都没有想就回答说。
He said, oh, very easy.
哦，是啊，其实非常简单的。
I simply say this.
我就这么跟他们说。
I have good news for you.
我有个好消息要跟你分享。
But,
但是
you know, as these Christians share the gospel with the villages, people who don't know God, he told them, he has good news. But,
当这一位基督徒他在从未听闻福音的这个村庄里向居民分享福音的时候，他说我有好消息要跟你说，但是
But it might cost you your life.
但这可能需要你付上自己的生命。
Yes, there is good news, but it might cost you your life.
是的，我是有一个好消息，但是这好消息可能要了你的命。
So would you like me to continue?
那你还要我继续讲吗？
So people want to hear the good news.
那里的人当然很想听这个好消息。
So most of the time they ask him to tell them.
所以大多数时候他们都会要求他继续告诉他们这个好消息是什么。
But the introduction is always the same.
但是他的开场白永远都是一样。
There will be a cost involved if you want to be a Christian in Vietnam.
在越南如果你想成为一位基督徒是要付上代价的。
Therefore, when the Christians are being persecuted and imprisoned in Vietnam, they are not surprised.
因此当在越南的基督徒他们被逼迫并且下到监狱里的时候他们一点都不惊讶。
Why? Because they expect it.
为什么呢？因为他们早有预料。
These Christians in the villages know very clearly that if they accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, they might be persecuted for their faith.
在越南的基督徒，他们非常清楚地认识到，如果他们要接受主耶稣作为他们的救主，他们的主的话，他们有可能会受逼迫，因为他们的信仰受逼迫，甚至会失去他们的生命。
You know, in the book of Luke, when Jesus went about his earthly ministry, he was often followed by great multitudes of people.
在路加福音中记载，当耶稣在早年服事那里的犹太的人的时候，他经常后面跟随了很多很多的人。
See, many people were captivated by his teachings.
很多人都被他的教导所吸引。
And others were attracted by his power, his miracles and wonders.
还有一些人是被他的能力，他的所行的神迹，还有他行的神迹奇事所吸引。
But after teaching and preaching to the multitudes, Jesus clearly revealed to them what are the terms and conditions for following him.
当他向这些跟随他的很多很多的人教导并讲道的时候，主耶稣他很清晰地告诉他们跟随他所需要的一些条款和条件。
Jesus never promised his followers that if you follow me, your life will be easy.
耶稣从来没有向他的跟随者保证过，如果他们跟随他的话，他们的生活会变得很简单。
Actually, you know, Jesus never promised us that our lives will be free of troubles, disappointments, or discouragements.
事实上，耶稣从来没有向我们应许说，我们的生活会变得完全没有困难、失望或是绝望的地方。
You know, Jesus never promised you and me that if we are Christian, there will be financial security, there will be job security.
即使我们是基督徒，耶稣也从来没有向我们应许说我们在财政或是工作上面会有完完全全的保障。
You know what did Jesus promise?
那主耶稣他向我们应许的是什么，你知道吗？
Jesus said in John chapter 16 verse 33,
在约翰福音16章33节，耶稣这样说，
In the world you will have difficulties and tribulation.
在世上你们有苦难。
But in me you have peace.
但是在我里面你们有平安。
In this world, you may not have financial security or job security, but in me, you will have peace.
在世上，你们也许没有财政和工作的保障，但是在我里面，你们有平安。
Actually, in Luke chapter 9:23, he said that if anyone wishes to follow me, he must deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me.
在路加福音九章二十三节，他还告诉他的门徒说：“若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。”
You know, during Jesus' times, the cross is a symbol of shame, suffering, and pain.
在耶稣时代的时候，我们知道十字架是羞辱、苦难和痛苦的记号。
Actually, when many of the disciples who follow Jesus knows that there is not much benefits from him, actually, many of them turn back and they walk no more with him.
事实上，当他提到他跟随他要付上的代价的时候，他们知道跟随他是没有什么好处可以拿的。所以，当他们听到主耶稣如此说的时候，很多人都离开他，不再与他同行了。
So, what does it mean to be a true follower and disciple of the Lord Jesus?
那要做一个真正的跟随主耶稣的门徒意味着什么呢？
And what is the meaning of the word disciple?
门徒这个词是什么意思呢？
See, the literal meaning of the word disciple is the word you are a learner or pupil.
他门徒这个词在文学意义上本身的意思是学习者或是学生。
So as a disciple of Christ, we are therefore learning from him how to live like him.
所以当做基督的门徒的时候，我们就是在向他学习如何像他一样生活。
So we are learning how to be like Jesus.
所以我们都是在学习如何效法基督。
You know, beloved brothers and sisters, remember there's no such thing as an instant disciple.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我们要记得世界上没有一种东西叫速成基督徒。
You know, when the Russian comedian Yakov Smirnov first came to America, he was amazed at the variety of instant products he could buy in our shopping mall.
喜剧演员雅可夫斯曼诺夫刚刚搬来美国的时候，他在商场里面看到很多那些 素食的产品的时候，他非常的惊讶。
Oh, he saw powder milk.
他看到那个奶粉。
Say, oh, just add water and you got milk.
你只要加进水，你就可以喝到牛奶。
Oh, then he saw this powder orange juice.
他还看到粉状的橙汁。
太好了 ，just add water and you got orange juice.
太好，太方便了，你只要加水进去就可以马上喝上橙汁。
And then he saw baby powder.
然后他看到了宝宝的那个爽身粉。
He was very excited and he said to himself.
然后他看到很兴奋，他就这么自言自语道。
He said, "Oh, what a great country! If you want a baby, add water and then you got baby powder."
他说这国家实在太棒了，如果你想要一个宝宝的话，你只要在这个爽身粉里加上水，你马上就可以得到一个宝宝。
You know, beloved, that is how some people think discipleship works.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，这就是有一些人认为所谓的门徒的样子。
You know, you take a new believer, you add a little bit of the baptism water, and magic, you have a fully committed and devoted follower of Jesus Christ.
这些人可能认为，只要在一个新信徒的身上撒一点。那个洗礼的水，然后就可以像变魔术一样，一个就会出来一个完全委身奉献的基督的门徒。
For example, on Sunday, you know, 苏牧师 baptized 大维弟兄弟礼 Then on the next day, 哇，大维 became like Moses, a man of great faith and the humblest man on earth.
比方说，在主日的时候，孙牧师为大维弟兄施洗，然后到第二天，就是周一的时候，大维弟兄一下子就变成了像摩西一样的人。
And maybe 孙牧师 baptized Wayne, then after baptism, immediately he became John Soon, oh, the great revivalist, the most committed Christian on earth.
或者孙牧师现在为温伟弟兄施洗，然后突然间温伟弟兄就成了像。送上杰博士一样的布道家和奉信家。
But the true fact is that it takes more than water to make a fully committed, faithful follower of Christ.
但事实上是要一个基督徒要成为一个完全委身奉献跟随基督的真门徒，所需要的不仅仅是一点施洗的水。
Brothers and sisters, disciples are made; they are not born.There is no such thing as an instant disciple.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，门徒是训练出来的，不是天生就会成为的。
You know, we do not become a fully matured, or they say a super Christian, after you are born again, you are being baptized.
一个基督徒在刚刚重生得救。然后受洗以后不会马上变成一个超级基督徒。
Yeah, you never become a super Christian or a perfect Christian immediately after baptism.
在受洗后，一个基督徒不可能立马成为一个超级基督徒或是完美的基督徒。
But we must count the cost in order to be a disciple.
但是我们必须在成为一个。基督的门徒之前数算代价。
You know, the cost is total in principle, but it may even cost us everything in actual experience.
这个代价在理论上说是我们能想到的所有的东西的总和，但是在实际的生活体验当中可能会让我们付上所有的一切。
See, to be a Moses, it takes you years of training.In the wilderness, taking care of the sheep, before God actually made him became the leader of the Israelites, leading people out of Egypt.
比方说，如果要成为像摩西一样，那就要花很久、很多年的时间在旷野里面的训练。他在旷野里面要先学会如何牧养群羊。然后他才可以成为犹太人的领袖，带领他们出埃及。
Actually, many scholars believe that Moses takes 40 years in the wilderness taking care of sheep before actually God called him to take care of the Israelites.
很多学者都都认为摩西大概在旷野牧养群羊的四十年左右，然后才接受神的呼召去带领以色列人出埃及。
So what are the requirements to be a true disciple of Jesus?
那么成为一个真正的耶稣的门徒有哪些要求呢？
You know, from the Bible, there are four requirements of a true disciple of Christ.
从圣经当中总结下来，差不多有四个要求。
You know, they all begin with the letter S.
这四个要求在英文里面都是 S 开头的。
What are these four requirements?
那是哪四个要求呢？
They are firstly service.
第一个是服事。
You know, during World War II, a beautiful church in Europe was destroyed by the German army.
在二战的时候，在欧洲有一个很漂亮的教会，被德国的军队所摧毁了。
You know, when the people came together to rebuild the church, they found a statue of Christ with his hands outstretched.
当人们都回来重建这个教会的时候，他们发现了一个耶稣的雕像，他的雕像当中他的手是伸出去的。
They repaired the statue, but they could not recover the hands.
这些人成功的修复了这个雕像，但是他们没有办法修复他的双手。
And because they loved the statue, they put a plaque under it that reads, "He has no hands."But our hands.
因为这些人实在太喜欢这个雕像，没有手的这个样子，所以他们在雕像下面放了一个牌子，上面写着，他就是基督，没有自己的手，但是有我们的手。
Remember, Jesus Christ is the invisible part of the Christian.
我们要记得，耶稣基督是耶稣基督是基督徒无形的组成部分。
But the Christian is the visible part of Christ.
我们基督徒却是我们看不见的基督有形的有形有体的肢体。
Jesus is seen in us and through us.
通过我们和从我们里面别人才能看见基督的样子。
See, we are the visible part.Of the invisible Christ.
我们组成了看不见的基督有形的肢体。
Beloved, as we look at the Lord Jesus Christ, was he not a servant?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，当我们看我们的主耶稣基督的时候，难道我们看不出他是一个仆人的样子吗？
The Bible in the book of Mark said, the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve.
圣经上写着说，因为人子来，并不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人。
Jesus Christ, our Creator, came to serve you and me, His creation.
耶稣基督，我们的创造主，来到世间来服侍你和我，也就是他的受造物。
Remember before the Last Supper with His disciples, when they are in the upper room.Jesus Christ stood down and served his disciple by washing their feet.
在主耶稣和他的十二位使徒一起吃最后的晚餐之前，他们来到了那个楼里面，主他俯身下来为他的门徒们洗脚。
You know, in Israel, that time I went with 长老, you know, last time during Jesus' times, the road are not like our road so good, you know.
在以色列的时候，那个千峰弟兄跟长老他们一起去以色列旅游的时候，去看到那里的路不是跟我们这里的马路一样这样的干净整洁。
You know, especially during Jesus times.
尤其是在耶稣时代的时候。
You know, the road are very dirty, very dusty.
那时候的外面的道路是很脏的。
And you know, the people they don't wear socks last time.
他们也是不穿袜子。
You know, they only wear sandals.
他们只穿那些像凉鞋一样的那种。
So when they walk on the road, the disciples, you know, the road are so, their feet are so dirty and dusty.
所以当他们穿着凉鞋，
And sometimes can be very smelly.
And
you see that Jesus actually stood down and washed his disciples' dirty, dusty, and smelly feet.
但是我们在圣经中看到耶稣他俯身下来为他们洗的脚，那个脚是又脏又有点味道的脚。
And after this, Jesus said, "I've set you an example that you should do what I have done."
他之后他又对门徒说，我给你们做了榜样，叫你们照着我向你们所做的去做。
And when the disciple asked him, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of God?"
当主耶稣问他的门徒，在天国里谁是最大的？
Jesus answered by bringing a child into their midst and declaring that even admission into the kingdom of God depended on an attitude of humility.
耶稣他作为回答，他在他面前带来一个小孩子。向他们揭示说，甚至进入神国的资格，其实都取决于像小孩子一样谦卑的态度。
Now, in the kingdom of heaven, the greatness of a person is not measured, but by how many people serve you.
在神的国里面，一个人是否伟大，并不是取决于他，有多少人服侍他。
Rather, it is measured.By how many people you serve?
然而是一个人的在天国里，一个人是否伟大，是取决于他服侍了多少人。
See, the kingdom of God and the kingdom of this world is totally opposite.
这世上的国和神的国是完全相反的。
You know, in our world, wow, if you are the CEO, you are the CFO, or don't know what CIO.Wow, how many people serve you? That is how great you are.
在我们知道，在这个世界上，人看一个人是否伟大，可能就是看他的头衔。在一个公司里，他的头衔是 CEO、CFO 或者是 CIO， 大家都对他非常的敬仰。
But in the kingdom of heaven, it is how many people you serve.
但是在神的国里面，你的衡量的标准是你服侍了多少人。
Thank God that in our church, many of you are faithfully serving God.
感谢主，在我们教会里面，当中的很多人都很忠心的服侍主。
Some of you serve as ushers today.
有些人今天就是以问安招待来服侍主。
Like just now, Brother Kevin, he served as the song leader.
Kevin 弟兄刚刚也带我们一起唱了诗歌。
And thank God, Melissa served us as a pianist.
还有 Melissa 姐妹也以私情来服侍主。
And we thank God for self group leaders and leaders of the different fellowship and the worship team members.
也感谢主，我们还有很多小组的组长，还有不同团契的负责人，都以他们各样的方式来服侍主。
Yesterday morning, I was at the Vancouver Christian Artists Exhibition.
昨天上午的时候，我们在温哥华艺术家团契所举办的一个福音画展上面的开幕式。
You know, thank God that the Christian artists, they are using their God-given talents to share the gospel with others.
很感谢神的是，这些基督徒的艺术家，他们以他们的艺术作品来向世人分享福音。
You know, I was reading the description next to the painting.
我昨天有看这个右边这幅画旁边所贴的那个对这幅画的解读。
And many of the descriptions actually have a Bible verse.
很多这些画作旁边的解说都会附上一句经文。
You know, the word of man is always limited.
出于人的话总是很有限制性的。
But the word of God, as according to the book of Hebrews, is sharper than a two-edged sword.
但圣经上说，出于神的话是像在希伯来书说的那样，像一个两刃的利剑。
It can even divide the soul and the spirit.
它可以剖开我们灵魂的骨节。
And thank God the artists use their painting, use their description and the word of God to share the gospel with others.
感谢主，这些艺术家他们可以用神的话语还有他们的作品来向世人分享福音。
And yesterday evening, I was at the church 耶稣雅团体, our Alpha course.
昨天晚上的时候，我也参加了我们的青少年约书亚团契， 最近刚开展的那个Alpha课程。
You know, thank God for our young people who are serving the Lord by inviting their friends to Alpha.
感谢主，我们这一批 青少年，他们以邀请他们的朋友来参加Alpha课程，来服侍我们的主。
Thank God that from young, they are learning to serve and to share their faith with others.
感谢主，当他们还年轻的时候，他们就 用自己的 所有的能力去服侍主。
I remember the Apostle Paul's words to young Timothy in the Bible.
我记得使徒 保罗他在给提摩太写的一封信上这样写道。
Paul said, "Hey, do not let anyone look down on you because you are young."
他对提摩太说，不要叫人小看你年轻。
But be an example to all the believers in what you say, in the way you live, in your love, faith, and purity.
却总要在言语、行为、爱心、信心、清洁上都做信徒的榜样。
And my encouragement to the young people is this.
我对我们这一批青少年人的鼓励是这样子。
You know, I always believe that there will be surprises when we go to heaven.
我们以后在 进神国的时候，我们可能会很惊讶的看到。
You know, one day when we all get to heaven, the young people will be surprised. They find out that their friends are also there. Why? Because they invited their friends to Alpha.
这些, 青少年们，他们可能会很惊讶地看到他们当时的一些朋友和同学也在天国里面，就是因为他们当时邀请他们参加了这个Alpha课。
Beloved brothers and sisters, not all of us can be like evangelists like John Soon or Billy Graham.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我们每个人不是都 有可能成为像伟大的伟大布道家，像宋尚杰牧师，或者是 格里汉牧师。
But we can always use our God-given talent, our hands, our time to serve God and to share His gospel with others.
用我们的手，我们的时间，也用神赐给我们的恩赐来服侍神，来分享他的福音。
And the secondly is sacrifice.
第二个做耶稣门徒的要求是牺牲。
In Luke chapter 9, a man said to Jesus, "I will follow you wherever you go."
在路加福音第九章里面，有一个人对耶稣说：“你无论往哪里去，我要跟从你。”
But how did Jesus reply him?
耶稣怎么回答他呢?
Jesus said, "Foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head."
耶稣回答说，狐狸有洞，天空的飞鸟有窝，只是人子没有枕头的地方。
Jesus was telling the man, "Do you know what it really means to follow me?"
耶稣其实 他的潜台词是 你真的明白跟随我的意义是什么吗?
See, it means that you have to forsake the comforts and the conveniences of life.
它其实意味着你必须舍弃你生活当中的舒适和便利。
See, the foxes and the birds of the air have nests. They have more comfort in terms of comfort and security than our Lord Jesus Christ.
狐狸有洞，天空的飞鸟有窝，他们生活上面的舒适度和安全性， 连他们都比耶稣他的情况好。
So are we willing to follow him, even if it means sacrificing everything like him?
因此, 你们是否真的愿意来跟随主，即使这意味着
You know, the life of sacrifice is beautifully portrayed by William Bordham.
一个牺牲的生命，其实就被这位威廉·波顿，他的生命描绘的一样。
You know, William was born in a very wealthy family in Chicago.
威廉他出生在一个芝加哥一个很富有的家庭。
And he graduated from the prestigious Yale University in America.
他也从美国极负盛名的耶鲁大学毕业。
And he was also the heir to the great wealth of the Bowden family.
他也是非常富有的波顿家族的继承人。
But one day, he met Christ as his savior.
但有一天他遇到了耶稣作为他的救主。
And after his conversion, his life was completely changed after he traveled to Asia, the Middle East, and Europe.
在他信主之后，并且游历了亚洲、中东还有欧洲之后，他的生命完完全全的改变了。
And Bowden rejected a life of ease so that he could bring the gospel to the Muslims.
波顿他拒绝过一个简单容易的生活，这样子他就可以把福音带给穆斯林。
He then went to Egypt to learn Arabic.
他还去了埃及，专门去埃及学习阿拉伯语。
But after only 4 months in the ministry,He contracted spinal meningitis and died at the age of 25.
但是当他这个事工刚刚开始四个月以后，他就得了脊髓膜炎，然后在25岁的年轻的时候就去世了。
But William expressed his faith in 3 two-word phrases in his Bible.
但是他从圣经里面取了三个词。
In his Bible, he says, "No reserve, no retreats, no regrets."
他在他的圣经上写了以下的字：毫无保留，毫无退却，毫无遗憾。
At the age of 25, William died, but he never regret following and giving his life to Jesus.
波顿他在25岁的时候就回天家了，但是他为自己短暂的一生没有留下任何遗憾。
You know, in December last year, I went back to Singapore to visit my mother.
在去年12月份的时候，清风弟兄回新加坡去看望他的母亲。
And I met my elder sister's daughter, my niece, at my mom's place.
母亲在家里面遇到了她大姐的女儿。
And she told me that she'll be going to Africa.
她的侄女告诉她，她要去非洲。
She'll be teaching in a school for missionary children.
她要去一个学校教书，这学校里都是宣教士的子女。
Beloved brothers and sisters, my niece.Had a good job in Singapore as a speech therapist.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，她的侄女在新加坡的时候有份很好的工作，是做语言治疗师的。
You know, previously she was the head of the English department in a high school.
之前她在一个高校里面是做英语学科的教研组组长。
Why is she leaving her job and her comfortable place in Singapore?To go to Ethiopia in Africa.
为什么他要离开他的工作，还有他在新加坡很舒适的家，而要去非洲的埃塞俄比亚呢？
You know, Ethiopia is well known for robberies, terrorisms, and if you are a girl, you must even be extra careful when you move around Ethiopia.
埃塞俄比亚是臭名昭著于那边的高犯罪率，比方说有抢劫，还有恐怖的活动，甚至一个女孩子过去要万分小心。
My niece is willing to answer the call of God to go to Ethiopia to serve God.
清风的侄女她回应了神的呼召，让她去埃塞俄比亚宣教。
Beloved, what about you and me?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，那么你们还有我们呢？
Is there anything that we are willing to sacrifice to follow Jesus?
我们愿意牺牲什么来跟随基督呢？
You know, Martin Luther said this.
Martin Luther 曾经这样说过。
A religion that gives nothing, costs nothing, suffers nothing, is worth nothing.
一个不给予、不付出、不受苦的信仰是一文不值的。
May God help us that we learn to sacrifice what we can for the Lord.
愿神帮助我们去学习我们需要牺牲什么来跟随他。
At this time, I know this is in the afternoon. Let us now rise and we'll sing a chorus and praise God.
下午我们稍微有点困，那让我们一起
让我们一起站立起来，
来唱这首赞美诗。
当转眼仰望耶稣，定睛在他奇妙之容，在救主荣耀恩典大光中，世上事必然却为虚空。请姐妹唱。Yes, a true disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ is one who will serve and live sacrificially for the Lord.
是的，主耶稣基督的真正的门徒是愿意以牺牲的态度来服侍，并且为主而活的。
Thirdly, it is self-denial.
第三个做基督门徒的要求是舍己。
Yeah, the Bible in Luke chapter 9, 23 tells us that if we want to follow Jesus, we must deny ourselves.
在路加福音9章23节上说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。
Notice that self-denial is not optional.
我们要注意的是，舍己不是一个备选项。
The Bible states very clearly that to follow Jesus,We must deny ourselves.
圣经上写的很清楚，说如果要跟随基督，我们必须要舍己。
You see, to deny ourselves simply means that we must refuse to please ourselves.
舍己的意思，就是它很简单的意思，就是我们要拒绝让讨自己的喜悦。
See, in self-denial.We must be willing to let go of our plans, our goals, our desire for the Lord.
为了舍己，我们就是要对自己的计划或是目标或是渴望彻底的放手。
We must not 紧紧的 hold on to what we want.
我们不能紧紧的抓住我们想要的东西。
We must let go.
我们必须放手。
You know, somebody says, letting go.It's like peeling an onion.
有人这样说过，放手就有点像剥洋葱。
No, you know, peel onion, as you peel one layer, 那个眼泪就一直下来。You know?
当你一层一层的剥开一个洋葱的时候，你的眼泪就会止不住的掉。
You know, the more you peel the onion, I ever tried. My wife asked me to peel onion. 哇，眼泪一直流。
你
It is, we must learn. My wife this week has been reminding me, you know, 不要一直看你自己, 要看别人, you know.
美爱姐妹最近一直提醒清风弟兄不要只看自己要看别人
Like I told her, hey, you know, I already have my 白内障 removed. Maybe I need to wear a pair of glasses.
现在清风弟兄他的眼睛的白内障手术已经完成了，就不用再戴眼镜了，但也许还是要戴。
My wife said, you are so self-centered, you want to look good.
因为白爱姐妹提醒她说，你因为太自我中心了，你想要让自己比较好看，不戴眼镜。
You know, we must learn to let go of ourselves.
所以我们必须懂得要放手自己的喜好。哎，我还在学习。
You know, and the perfect example of self-denial is our Lord Jesus Christ.
最完美的舍己的例子就是我们主耶稣基督自己。
Remember in the night before he was betrayed, how did he pray?
我们还记得当他被卖的那一夜的时候，他做了怎样的祷告吗？
You know, Jesus Christ said, "Father, if you are willing, take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done."
他这样祷告说，父啊，你若愿意，就把这杯撤去。 然而不要成就我的意思，只要成就你的意思。
And you know, lastly is suffering.
做基督门徒的最后一个要求是受苦。You
know, in 1 Peter it says Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example to follow in his steps.
在彼得前书2章21节这样写说。
You know, in a marriage, all of you, many of you are married. As a couple, you have the wedding ring.
我们中的很多人都结了婚，我们知道在婚姻当中我们有婚戒。
I'm sorry, I have to take out my wedding ring because I'm getting too fat, so the wedding ring cannot fit anymore.
因为最近手指有点发福，就不能戴婚戒。
But I'm married.
但是你已婚。
But in Christ, as a Christian, there may be suffering.
在基督里，我们作为基督徒也有可能要戴苦戒或者苦环。
See, in a marriage, you have wedding ring.
在婚姻中，我们是戴婚戒。But
in Christ, there may be suffering.
在基督里面，我们可能要戴苦戒。
And it is said that only through the school of suffering will mankind's head knowledge of knowing God be transformed into the heart knowledge of obeying God.
有人说过，当人只有经过苦难的学校，才有可能。 把自己头脑里对神的认识转化成为心中真正顺服神的认知。
You see, it is very good that we learn the Bible, we know a lot.
我们学习圣经，学习很多内容是很好的。
See, we need to memorize Bible verse, we need to meditate upon God's word, but only when there is suffering, all this head knowledge ultimately will become a heart knowledge. How to obey God.
我们背诵圣经，默想神的话语都是好的。但是只有当我们在受苦以后，才有可能真正的把头脑里的知识转化成为我们心中对神真正的顺服。
You know, out of the 12 disciples who followed Jesus, all of them, except the apostle John, was martyred and suffered for his faith.
耶稣的十二个使徒当中，几乎所有人都为他们的信仰殉道，并且受苦，除了使徒约翰以外。
You know, Peter was crucified upside down at Rome.
使徒彼得他在罗马被倒钉十字架。
You know, Matthew was slain with a sword at Ethiopia.
使徒马太他在伊索比亚被一箭刺穿。
And Jude was killed with arrows.
使徒犹大被乱箭射死。
Beloved brothers and sisters, if we are going to be a blessing to others, sometimes we must be prepared to suffer.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，如果我们想要成为他人的祝福，我们就一定要先准备好受苦。
It is said that without the cross, there will be no crown.
有人说过，没有十字架就没有冠冕。
You know, the crown is guarded by the cross.
这个冠冕是被十字架所围起来的。
To reach the crown, you need to go through the cross.
我们要得到冠冕，就要先经过十字架。
So as we follow the Lord, we must be prepared to suffer for Him.
所以如果我们想要跟随主，我们就要准备好为他受苦。
You know, a well-known preacher went into an airport restaurant.
一个有名的布道家他去一个机场的餐厅吃饭。
You know, the waitress came out and she was not very friendly.
这个餐厅的一位女服务员出来接待她，但是她不是特别友好。
You know, the preacher said, well, I would like to have some breakfast.
这位布道家对她说，好吧，我想要吃一点早饭。
So the waitress asked, well, do you want the menu?
这位女服务员就问他说你要看菜单吗？
He said, yes, ma'am.
他回答说是的，女士。
Do you want some coffee?
他还问那你要喝点咖啡吗？
Yes, ma'am.
他还是说是的，女士。
Do you want fruit juice?
你想要喝果汁吗？
Yes, ma'am.
是的，女士。
Then the waitress said, yes, ma'am, yes, ma'am, yes, ma'am. Is that all you can say, yes, ma'am?
这女服务员就说你总是说是的女士，是的女士，是的女士，你只会说这些吗？
The pastor said, yes, ma'am.
这位布道家还是回答说是的女士。
He then gave his order.
然后他就下了单。
So the waitress went into the kitchen, came out again with a not very happy look on her face.
这位服务员就回到厨房，然后他再回来把他的餐送到这个布道家面前的时候，他脸上的神情不是太好看。
And she slapped the food down on the table and asked, "Do you want anything else?"
他甩下食物，然后就问这位布道家说，你还要些什么吗？
He said, "No, ma'am."
布道家回答说，不用了，女士。
Thank you, ma'am.
谢谢你，女士。
Then the waitress walked away.
然后这位女服务员就走了。
So the preacher, you know, he finished his breakfast.
这位布道家吃完了早饭。
He filled out a check to pay for the breakfast and he left a $2 bill on the table. $20 bill on the table.
他吃完之后就写了一张支票来付单，然后还留下了一张20元的现钞的小费在桌子上。
He then started to walk out of the restaurant.
然后他起来就走出了餐厅。
Oh, the waitress called out to him.
这位女服务员就叫住了他。
Say, hey, you left some money on the table.
哎，你那个钱没拿。
Well, the preacher said, hey, don't they tip around here?
这布道家他就回答说，你们这里不收小费吗？
Then she said,It means you left a $20 tip for me after the way I treated you?
这位女服务员就说，我刚刚这么对你，你还给我20元的小费。
He said, yes, ma'am.
他回答说，是的，女士。
And she asked, why would you do that?
这位女服务员就问，你为什么要这样做？
Oh, the preacher said, I was watching you, and I could tell that you are hurt.
这位布道家就回答说，我有仔细看你，我能感觉得到你受了伤。
So I just thought that I would like to show you some love.
所以我觉得也许我可以用自己的方式来向你展现一下我的爱心。
You know, the waitress began to cry.
这位女服务员就 哭了起来。
She said, "You don't know the problem I've had."
她说，你根本不知道我经历了什么。
You know, I left my child sick at home today.
我今天撇下我生病的孩子就出来了。
You know, and on the way to work, my old car broke down.
我今天来上班的路上，我的车又坏了。
And then, 老板 gave me a good, scolding.
我老板，因为我迟到，所以我老板又责骂我。
Yes, I have had problems.
是我确实碰到了很多问题。
But through this conversation, the preacher found the opportunity to share the gospel with the waitress.
但是经过这样的一段对话，这位布道家就抓住了机会和这位女服务员分享福音。
And he finally led her to Christ, and she got saved in the restaurant.
这位布道家最后带了这位女服务员，来到了基督的面前，并且让她在那里信了主。
Yes, it is when the people of God suffer as Christian that this world will begin to look at us.
是的，只有基督徒透过为主受苦，这个时候这个世界才会稍微多看我们一些。
When we suffer for Christ, human viewpoint, it could be a misery.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，当我们为主受苦的时候，从人的角度来看，可能是一个很悲惨的煎熬。
And from the satanic viewpoint, it is like a mystery.
从撒旦的角度来看，这是一个奥秘。
But from God's viewpoint, it is a ministry.
但是从我们神的角度来看，这是一种服事。
You know, one of the best known and loved pastors in China was Watchman Nee.
我们知道在中国，最有名、最受爱戴的牧师之一就是尼托森牧师。
You know, Watchman Nee died as a martyr.
尼托森他在他为主殉道。
You know, one of his elderly co-workers said this.
一位老的同工这样说过。
He said, "If we call ourselves Christian, we should know what road we are taking."
如果我们自称是基督徒，那我们必须知道我们走的是什么路。
Jesus Christ went the way of the cross, and we should be prepared to do likewise.
耶稣基督走了十字架的路，我们也要准备好走一样的路。
Finally, let me summarize my message today.
最后，让我们来总结一下今天的信息。
See, following Jesus is not a bed of roses.
跟随主耶稣并不是一帆风顺的道路。
It is not a life of ease, comfort, and pleasure.
这样的人生并不是容易、舒适或是让人很喜悦的。
And if anybody who want to follow him, he must deny himself and take up his cross.Daily and follow him.
若有人要跟随他，他就必须要舍己，并且天天背起他的十字架来跟随主。
And what is the cost of following Jesus?
一个人跟随耶稣有哪些代价呢？
You must have prepared to serve.
第一个就是我们要准备好来服侍他。
Sacrifice.
第二个是牺牲。
Self-denial.
然后是舍己。
And finally,
最后
suffering.
最后是受苦。
You know, there's an old saying that say this, becoming a Christian will cost you nothing.
很久以前有人说过，成为一个基督徒不会让你付上什么代价。
It is a free gift.
这是一个恩典，是一个免费的礼物。
But being a Christian,will cost you everything.
但是做或是做一个基督徒，过一个基督徒的生活，会让你付上所有的代价。
You know, it is a Christian our responsibility to count the cost of following Christ.
我们来跟随基督的时候，我们的责任是要数算代价。
And I believe that many of us, actually including me, we are concerned that the path, you know.Is narrow, hard, and really tough.
我相信我们当中很多人，包括我自己，都会担心我们跟随主的路是又窄又艰辛， 又很艰难的。
And but like me, if you are concerned by the high demands of Christ, let us remember that we are not left to fulfill them alone.
但是就像我一样，如果啊、你也很担心跟随主要付出的很高的要求，那让我们记得我们不是被扔在一边自己啊。
See, when the Lord asks you and me to go by the way of the cross, we are not alone.
当我们的主来呼召我们，背十字架跟随他的时候，他不是让我们自己单独的走这条路。
He will personally walk with us.
他会自己与我们同行。
See, in the book of Hebrews, he said he will never leave us. He will never, never forsake us.
在希伯来书里写，他绝不会离弃我们，也不会弃绝我们。
And he will be with us to protect us, encourage and motivate us.
他会与我们同在，保护、鼓励并且激励我们。
And if necessary, he will carry us when we cannot walk anymore.
并且如果必要的话，他会背起当我们。再也无法行走的时候，他会背起我们走。
And at the end, he will be there to meet us and welcome us.
并且在最后的时候，最后那日，他会在那里啊、等着我们，欢迎我们。
Well done, thou good and faithful servant.
做得好，你这良善又忠心的仆人。
Amen.
Amen.
我把时间交给苏牧师。